we sure are hopeful that the entire state can go to phase four on Friday, which will loosen up some of the restrictions, but certainly coaches will still be checking kids for their temperatures and other symptoms of the coronavirus situation, still cleaning equipment, taking care of things, and keeping everybody healthy. But yeah, we hope that in July, kids can get back to somewhat of a more normal summer contact period. Get the basketballs out, get the footballs out, get a blocking sled, you know, get the volleyballs and soccer balls out and start doing more normal sports stuff, more normal than what they've been able to do in the month of June. So.
And then again, that's pending on, you know, you have the plan to the IADPH, the IHSA does. So you just have to, how the protocol works, you just have to wait for them to sign off on that.
Correct. Yeah, we went through that earlier in June, and we got to a point where some of our schools and some of our office staff, we were frustrated by the seemingly delay in that whole process, but we're learning. We've never been through this before, and that way, this time going to stage two of our return to play situation, we tried to be more proactive and get that out to our schools earlier and get in the hands of the IDPH earlier. So when and if schools are able to go to phase four of the Restore Illinois plan, that they could have a head start on their plan of what they want things to look like locally when they do get the equipment back out and start playing some games this summer.
Yeah, and I think I'm doing quick math here. I'm talking to you on the 22nd. So, okay, 8 days left in June and 31 days in July, 30, that's 39, 10 days in August, 49 days is the first official day of practice per the IHSA calendar. We ain't that long.
it's not too far away when you look at it that way. You're right. August 10th is our hopeful day that we can open up full fall sports practices. And it's going to take some work to get there, but I think and I believe that we're headed down the right path. And I know a lot of people have been frustrated with how slow we seem to be moving compared to other neighboring states. And my hope right now is that when we look back on this whole thing a few years down the road, that we look back and say we did this the right way. Now, we're not going to know until we get there, but I think some people right now think we're going way too slow, but we don't want to go back to the way it was in March and April when we all had to stay home and most of May. So let's keep going slow and taking baby steps with this and do it the right way so we can get back to a school year and get back to sports this fall.